the book Hebrews, part 218. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jafaswaan, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I have written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860, which I have a couple of copies available, because I have copyright, marketing's right, any right, I have all the rights. So I have a couple available. They are only available in America through the Yah people. If you are in South Africa and you want to import one, do it yourself. You will find out it was going to cost you about double what you're paying when you buy it from me. So I would suggest contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's plus 27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. All small letters continuously. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, you are so very, very, very welcome. Please start from the beginning, because you've missed out on a massive amount of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel, in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we are currently busy with as well. Please send this link to your friends and family, those that is dear to you. Please make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to break the word. Just to be fed through the Ruach HaKodesh with the anointing of the living word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The anointing of the living word. We feast on the best every day. Even understanding the revelation and the names, this which were, which the Roman Catholic Church from 34 AD even into the 16th century and further till today tried to smother and to remove everything so there is no trace of it. But you can't stop the hand of Yahweh Almighty. He will always use somebody, somewhere. Hebrews 10 verse 20. I'm just going to read the scripture and then I'm carrying on. By a new and living way, which He, Yahushua, had consecrated for us, which is the bride of Yahushua, through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. Now, we're still busy with 2 Corinthians 6 verse 16. We're not even halfway with it. It says, and that agreed that the temple of Yahweh, I say, and what agreement had the temple of Yahweh with idols? Now he explained this temple. For ye, that is us, the bride of Yahushua, are the temple of the living Elohim. Hallelujah. As Yahweh has said, I will dwell in them. Who's that? Us, the Yahvist, the bride of Yahushua. Who is them? I will dwell in them. This is where we stopped yesterday morning. Who's this them? The Gentile bride of Yahushua. And walk in them. He doesn't say he will walk with them. To walk with somebody is to walk next to somebody. To walk in them. To be part of them. Who are the them? Is the gentle bride of Yahushua. Who are what? Who are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. Who is the temple of Yahweh Almighty, through which the Ruach HaKodesh is functioning. And walk in, I will dwell in them, and walk in them. Who's that? That's the bride of Yahshua. Us who are Yahshua, who are born again, who came to repentance, we've been immersed in the name of Yahshua through the remission of our sins, and we have clothed ourselves with our wedding garment. Hallelujah. And I will walk with them, and I will be their Elohim. To who? The bride, the Gentile bride of Yahshua. Now, if we do the Revelation or the Book Revelation study, we are going to find later on how there's two parts of the bride of Yahshua. The first part is this, what we are studying right now, which is the Gentile bride, the Gentile part of the bride, the one half. The other half is Jacob's bride. From Jacob's 12 tribes will be, the great tribulation will be saved, one third of the nation of Israel. The Bible says so. It's called the remnant of Israel. That's why I've written the book Israel's Rapture, which is my doctoral degree as well, which I've changed into a book form, because the information that's there, I just could not let it end up in a library somewhere in a university, having a nice leather cover and everything, and it does not mean anything. And that's why I translated my doctoral degree, Israel's Rapture, into a book form, an A5 book, 500 pages, thick book form, Israel's Rapture. And with everything happening in Israel and around about, it's making so much sense. And to understand how one third of Israel will be saved in the Great Tribulation. And that one third, that is when Yahshua will set his foot on Mount Olive, Revelation 19, verse 7 up to 21, but especially Revelation 7, Revelation 19, verse 7 to 11. And that is when he's coming for one third of Israel. He's coming with a sword, not in his hand, but in his mouth, to speak righteousness and condemnation over the Antichrist nations and the two-thirds of Israel who's going through the Great Tribulation, who will die in the Battle of Armageddon. And then I find with Yahshua as he approached to put his foot on Mount Zion, as he will come and set his foot on Mount on the Mount, the mountain that will torn in two. Now you see my mind is it's a blank now, but we'll come to it just now. That's where Zion, when he set his foot on the Mount, he will bring with him a multitude, uncountable amount of the bride, which was Parosha at the end of Revelation 3:22. And they are coming on white horses with him. Why? Because we are kings, sons, and priests. We are kings, sons, and priests. And I'm so glad that we understand the scriptures. And that's why it's so important to participate in the study of the book Revelation, of the book Revelation. So when he will put his foot on the mount, one third of Israel is going to be raptured from the earth, seconds before the Battle of Armageddon. Rapture into heaven, as the bride were Parosha into heaven. So the one third of Israel, the remnant, will be Arpachu, rapture into heaven. which will become Gentile bride, Jacob's bride. And then when you read Revelation 21 verse 7, we find that she's called the bride. She's no longer called the bride, but the wife of the Lamb. How wonderful for us to understand the scripture and to learn the scripture. And I will walk in them, the bride. I will dwell in them and walk in them. He doesn't live in temples made by hands, but he says our bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. So where does he live? Within our soul's dimension through the Ruach HaKodesh. Where does Yahushua live? In us. That's why it says our bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. The Mount Olives, hallelujah, just came up to me. The Yahushua will set his foot on Mount Olive. Zion is where the temple, the Dome of the Rock is. On the opposite side is the Mount Olive, and that will be torn into two. It will split in two, and there you will find in the valley of Armageddon, where the Battle of Armageddon will take place. So it's just a question, when we are busy with the scriptures, we just need to concentrate, and we are so busy with the different scriptures that, and a lot of, most of them are not on the computer as we are busy with. We flow as the Ruach HaKodesh leads us. So it says, and I will be their Elohim. I will walk with them, the Gentile bride. And I will be their Elohim, the Gentile's bride, Elohim. And they shall be my people, who? The Gentile bride. Hallelujah. He does not live in temples made by hands. Do you know, I'm sure you know, I said it before, that this message of salvation originally was destined for the nation of Israel. The Bible says so. It was originally for Israel. 2 years of the 3 years of ministry of Yahushua just ministered to his people, Daniel's people, Israel. And they accept him not. And then after he was on his way to the temple to confirm his kingdom, that's where he was riding on the ass, and they were throwing their clothes on the road and palm trees. They were hitting with palm trees, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna for him that comes in the name of Yahushua. And then Yahushua turns the ass away from Jerusalem. Yahushua shouts out, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times have I desired to protect you like a hen will protect her chicks, but you allowed me not. Then he stops at the well where the Samaritan woman was with her water, and he asked her water, and he says, if you give me water, I will give you water, and a spring of living water will spring up from within into eternity. And I'm so glad the message of salvation went to the Gentiles. On that very moment when Yahushua turned away from Jerusalem, the message of salvation was directed away from Israel to the Gentiles. 2,000 years, just over 2,000 years today. And still the gospel of salvation is not preached to Israel or the Orthodox Jews. It's preached unto the Gentiles, the bride. The Gentiles who will become the bride of Yahushua. I will be the Elohim, and they shall be my people. That my must be a capital M, because it's Yahweh's people. My. Hallelujah. He says in verse 17, 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17, he says, therefore come out from among them, come out from among them. Who's he speaking to? He's speaking to a Gentile bride. He's speaking to us who were sinners. He says, come out from among them, the Gentiles, and be ye separated, said Yahweh Almighty. We as Yahweh, as part of the bride of Yahushua, we are a peculiar people. Why? Because we are a separated bride. A separated nation. Those who were no nations, we were not part of Abram and his promises in any way. We were Gentiles, lost in our sins and our ways of living. But through the redemption grace of Yahushua, we received eternal life. He says, therefore come out from among them, and be ye separated, say Yahweh Almighty. And touch not the unclean things, the sins of life. And I will receive you, the bride of Yahushua. What a privilege. Now what we are going to do tomorrow morning, I'm going to continue on verse 17. Because of course there's a bit more to say about it. Till tomorrow morning in his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.